Hi, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, dictating endoscopy report on Dana Lara Guevara, date of birth 12-18-1998, date of procedure June 7, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Referring physician is Dr. Yanisi Tirado. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is history of H. pylori, comma, history of L.A. grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Description of procedure and form concerns the same period possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, while experience the patient. The patient brought to the nostril state. Place mouth out of position. Sedative for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lumbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex tube obtained of the cardia. Air resection from the stem before withdrawal scope. Patient followed the procedure while well, any complications findings. The proximal metesophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the pipeline with evidence of LA grade A to B ulcerative esophagitis, comma, with evidence of three tongues of salmon colored mucus extending 15 millimeters proximally, comma, proxy 0 and 1.5, comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation of the esophagitis as well as to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was some patchy gastric erythema that was mild to moderate, comma, biopsies are obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll need continued PPI daily. Indefinitely. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAIDs as well as anti-reflux precautions are explained. Next line, if patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, we'll need a reevaluation in 3 to 5 years with EGD. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.